morning, grinders. It is Saturday. Welcome back to the Weekend Grind Podcast, brought to you by rotogrinders.com. The Weekend Grind crew is in the building. I'm Josh, Sir Giant, as always, with my co-host, Mr. Chuck, Travis Mangone. It's a beautiful day out here on the East Coast, just enjoying this weather. Starting to get a little bit warmer, which is nice, you know, up from the single-digit weather we had. But, you know, got some basketball left before the All-Star break hits. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to play some DFS. Absolute chaos yesterday with everything going on. But, Travis, how you doing today, man?
It's good. You know, the all revenge narrative slate was fun. But yeah, on to the next one. We got a pretty solid 6-game slate, so no complaints. You know, just enjoying playing DFS, and hopefully we can all have a good night tonight.
Yesterday was crazy, man. One of the highest scoring slates we've seen in a while. People were breaking the 400 threshold. You know, you get to see that every now and then, but man, it looked like, you know, it was really hard to miss having a few guys in your lineup that scored like 60 points, right?
Yeah, it was definitely a really fun night. I mean, all that value is what helped with the Cavs. So all that just like cheap guys going off were pretty big. And we don't think we'll be having that on this slate. But again, it's still a good one. And it definitely one to kind of get excited about, because it's a little different. You know, not the stars and scrubs kind of build like I think, yesterday was.
As usual, Travis will be writing the grind down for you guys. So make sure you go ahead and check that out on the main RotoGrinders page, and give us both a follow on Twitter. You can follow me at Real Joshua Giant. You can follow Travis at Travis Mangone. That's at Travis, MANGONE. Travis is a great follow. Make sure you go ahead and check him out. Always updating news, always working on content, always doing shows. So he's a guy you want to follow if you're, you know, just passionate about DFS or looking to get better. Travis is the guy to follow for sure. But yeah, we got a nice healthy slate here for Saturday. 6 games. You know, nothing too heavy, nothing too light, kind of a nice little sweet spot. So, plenty of good contests to play and hop into, especially for a nice Saturday to enjoy the weekend and enjoy some basketball. So without further ado, let's hop into the slate. We've got the Los Angeles Clippers against the Philadelphia 76ers. First game here on the main slate, locking at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Looks like this is one of the two games. So two games don't have any line set yet from Vegas. So we don't have a total or a spread. But I imagine that this game will be, you know, a little bit high scoring and fast paced between the Clippers and the 76ers. Now the Clippers, if you haven't been following, lost Blake Griffin, lost CP3. Obviously he's over in Houston, so it's kind of a different team. But they do have Tobias Harris over there now, and Gallinari has been stepping up on the 76ers side. Travis, does this feel like a day that they're going to sit Joel Embiid?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a possible day that they sit Joel Embiid. It's one of those things we just have to wait for, and we're probably not going to get word until like 5:30 or so, I'm guessing, when the Sixers normally give us their information, because it's a 7 o'clock game. So, yeah, just kind of we need to stay tuned for that and see what they do with Embiid, because we're not going to have news for that for a little while. I mean, if Embiid's out, right, Sarge and Covington become plays you want to get exposure to. Ben Simmons, he's another guy, and like J.J. Redick, all four of them are going to be prime beneficiaries and guys you're going to want to look to target on the Sixers side of the ball. So, yeah, I think the Embiid news is definitely going to be important, and kind of just have to wait and see on that. That's just one of those things we just have to wait for. We can't really, project what's going to happen because we really don't know.
You know, it's interesting to me because looking at the Clippers here, you know, the only guy I have projected to score over 30 fantasy points is Lou Williams. Everyone else here is under the 30 fantasy point mark. I mean, that should say a lot here, right?
I mean, I like some Clippers here. I don't think they're a bad play at all. I like Lou Williams more on FanDuel. His price tag at 6,800 is too cheap. On DraftKings, it's a little expensive, but I like Lou Williams a lot. I think Austin Rivers is a guy that we need to start taking notice of. People may think Austin Rivers, like, you know, why we want to have any interest in him. I mean, the price is ridiculous. It's $4,500. Yesterday, he played 31 minutes and had 25 fantasy points. I mean, there's, you know, some upside there for him. We've seen Austin Rivers, when he gets going and starts making shots, he just isn't afraid to shoot it. So I know it's not the same exact Clippers team, right? We see Austin Rivers really chuck when like these guys are down and injured, but with the kind of a deeper lineup, right? Austin Rivers, Avery Bradley, Gallinari, Harris, and Jordan. I still think Rivers at this price is in play. Say Rivers was like 5,500 or 6,000, right? I wouldn't be as interested, but at this 4,500 price tag on FanDuel and then DraftKings, he is, I forget the price, but he's in like the four, it might be like 4,700 or 4,900. it's just still too cheap for Austin Rivers. So I like him a lot, especially, you know, we like to take guards against the Sixers. So Rivers and Lou Williams are like the two guys I'm really targeting right now. If we don't get Embiid playing, I think DeAndre Jordan is interesting on DraftKings at 6,700. So I think he'd be coming play. And then even Gallinari, I think there is still like some nice safety with him in cash games and some upside. So I don't hate these guys here. I think like Avery Bradley, he's a tough roster just because of the inconsistency. And Tobias Harris is starting to get a little priced up for my liking. So I still think there's a lot of interest to have on this Clipper side of the ball. I know I kind of touched on the Sixers real quick, but I think like Sarge and Covington are like the main guys you really want to look at if Embiid sits. And then like Simmons and Redick, they're like secondary options for me. And like I said, they're okay plays, but we really need that Embiid news. And if Embiid plays, I think DeAndre Jordan wouldn't be a guy I really want to play. But if he doesn't play, like that'll just be big for Jordan. Like I said before, on DraftKings, I just see him having like a nice double-double with some upside if Embiid sat.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with you about Austin Rivers, man, playing a ton of minutes. You know, we haven't really got to see him play in this kind of situation where he is going to be the lead dog. Like, he's going to be the main guard here. He's going to be, you know, running the point. So this is something we should certainly take notice of and certainly take advantage of while the price is low. If he's going to be playing 30-plus minutes a game, you know, if he's under 5K like today, like, you know, you kind of got to load him up against a team like the 76ers. That is fast-paced and gives up a ton of points. And I agree with you on the 76ers side. If Embiid's out, I think Covington and Saric are the guys. You want the homie in there if Embiid's out. If Embiid's in, it does lose interest in DeAndre Jordan. That's going to become a pass then for me. But how about Ben Simmons here, Travis?
Yeah, I mean, he's fine. I think like how he becomes in play for me is like, there's not a lot of spend up options. So if I get like enough value that I feel like spending up on him makes sense raw points wise, sure, I think he's fine. I'm okay with it. But I don't know. I don't love him. I think he's okay. I don't think, you know, the odds of him like, you know, paying off a value, I think are lesser than a lot of other plays on this slate. But again, sometimes you just kind of take raw points at times, like right on a site like FanDuel, if you have to play two fat power forwards, sometimes you kind of just get forced into paying for a guy like that. And you're like, sure, he's a fine play. I don't mind it, but I don't know. I'm going to try my best to avoid him, but I could see him falling into my lineup because I don't hate him. He's a secondary play, but I'd rather try and look at like guys like Saric and Covington instead.
If Embiid's in, by the way, I like Simmons more. He picks up a ton more assists when Embiid is in there, and I think that's something to take notice of. Obviously, the usage goes up with Embiid out, but he seems to perform better with Embiid on the court. So, So anyone else you want to mention here in this game?
That's about it. I think this is definitely one, you know, we don't have the total for yet, but it's one that we're going to want to get exposure to. Should be two, you know, top 10 pace teams going at it, and they're really just holding the line for the Embiid news. So definitely a game I think you want to try and get some exposure to on this slate.
All right, next game on the slate, we do have a total for 206.5 is the total. We got the Milwaukee Bucks in Orlando against the Magic, and the Bucks are a 4.5-point road favorite here. Interesting plays here on both sides. Henson is back and playing again. It's like the battle of, you know, the backup centers here with Henson and Biombo, you know. Got the Greek Freak, who I think is an excellent play here on this slate. I think that he is going to continue to go under-owned in a spot like this against the Magic, who struggle against opposing small forwards. And Eric Bledsoe is probably the guy I'm going to really be targeting on the slate, man. 7.1K on DraftKings, and on FanDuel, you could get him for 8K, but this Orlando team is just not good at defending opposing point guards. They just absolutely struggle. So, looking at these numbers here, like they're 26, Orlando 26th in the league at defending opposing point guards. They are 17th in the league at defending opposing three-pointers, 25th in the league at defending opposing mid-range jumpers. And Bledsoe played them one game this season, played 27 minutes and scored 32.8 DraftKings points. So over a fantasy point per minute average, I see him playing more minutes tonight in a close game like this. Bledsoe is like, I'm really in love with Bledsoe on the slate. And on the other side, Aaron Gordon still out. You know, Simmons gets a boost, obviously. It just, for me, it's going to come down to what the situation is going to be in Orlando when they roll out the starting lineup. We're going to have interest in DJ Augustine, right, Travis?
Yeah, sadly. I mean, I think it's more of a DraftKings play. If you look at the price tags around the industry, you're getting Augustine for, I believe it's 4,700. Let me pull it up again real quick. I'm stuck on the Bulls, my bad. Augustine, 4,700. So, yeah, I think on DraftKings, he's like one of those guys you want to like just get a ton of exposure to, an elite value play. On FanDuel, it's a little bit tougher, though, right? We're not getting a bargain on him. We're getting him at 6,200. So can we pay 6,200 for DJ Augustine if he's going to get me 40 fantasy points like he did last time? Of course I want to pay for him at that price, but I'm not expecting 40 again. I think he's more of a DraftKings play. FanDuel, I think he's fine, but it's just really on DraftKings he's going to be an elite play, more of a secondary play on FanDuel for me. Some of that you can consider, yes. DJ Augustine is definitely on the list. Evan Fournier is seeing a nice usage bump. He's up to 26% usage. It is a solid play. You know, not the greatest matchup for him against the Bucks, but I understand if you want to play him. Jonathan Simmons, I think he's just going to be worried about Giannis a lot on defense. I think they're going to use him there. So I just feel like I don't need to really play Jonathan Simmons here. He'll just be too worried on the defensive end, and I know there's upside, but he's got such a wide range of outcomes that I'm more of a cash game guy. I don't think Simmons will fit my construction today. Mario Hezonja, he's at the same position, small forward, and he's just been a lot more consistent, a lot more safer. Last seven games, 25 minutes or more in each game, at least 20 fantasy points in each game. Mario Hezonja is a guy I like way more than Simmons, so that's the guy if I play any small forward from the Magic, that's who I would side to. And then if we look at the Bucks, Bismack Biyombo, we know the one spot to really target the Bucks is through the big man position. And Bismack Biyombo, I think this is a good spot for him at that price tag. He's around like $5,000 range on both sites. How do we not have some want to get some exposure to Bismack Biyombo here? I don't, you know, love the pace of the game for the Magic. It's a pace down, but we just, you know, we've been targeting Bucks all year at the center position. So how do we not like Bismack Biyombo, right?
Yeah, I feel like you kind of have to, right? Especially on DraftKings at 4.9K, you get the double-double bonus over there, too. I think that he's a great play here against the Bucks, for sure. Still meat on the bone there, right, Travis?
Yeah, definitely still a guy that you can consider. If we look at the Bucks side of the ball, I mean, I think Eric Bledsoe, I agree with you on your call with him. I think he's someone that you can consider. Chris Middleton, he for some reason has not really benefited from the Brogdon injury, it seems like. It seems like Bledsoe's really been the guy benefiting. So I don't know. I don't think I need to go with Middleton on this slate. Giannis is one of the best spend-up options. There aren't a lot of spend-up options, but he's one of the best ones. I think he's a guy you're going to want to get some exposure to on this slate. And then we really have to see what the Bucks are doing with Jabari Parker. He's 4,200 on FanDuel, 4,500 on DraftKings. Last couple games here, or I'll give you the last four games that he's played, 14 minutes, 17 minutes, 20 minutes, and 18 minutes. What are they going to do with him this time? Is he going to get that, you know, 22-minute bump or 24-minute? We have to wait and see what they're going to say. But at that price, that's too cheap for a guy like Jabari Parker, especially a matchup against the Magic. I think Jabari Parker is firmly in play, someone that we should be considering. And it's just too cheap of a price tag. So let's wait and see what the minutes are. It's going to be something to monitor on Twitter throughout the day. So don't forget. Get him.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Jabari Parker get healthy and start really getting involved, man. Really a shame what happened to him his rookie season. So good to see him back. And, you know, kid's super talented. If he could just stay healthy, you know, I think that he'll be someone that will be rostering in DFS a lot. So definitely keep an eye on him. Anyone else here you want to mention in this game, Travis?
No, I think that's about it. I get, like, if people are like, hey, John Henson's price tag is 5,300 on DraftKings. Yeah, there's upside there. I get it. And it's the Magic, but I don't know. I just don't think I need to do that on this slate. And he's way too expensive on FanDuel at like 6K. But yeah, I don't know. Again, I just think I don't need to be doing that today. I think there's other options I'd rather play.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they got a healthy roster now, which Jabari's back, so he's going to be in minutes. You know, it's just not, you know, we don't need to target that front court too hard there. But all right, let's move on to the next game. We got the Washington Wizards in Chicago against the Bulls. 214.5 is the game total. Washington, 6-point road favorites. John Wall still out. Satoransky still slotting in as the starter. Chris Dunn still out today for the Bulls. Man, what a game by Grant last night, right? I mean, I hope that you had him. It seems like everyone had Jerry and Grant last night, and he absolutely smashed. So is this a spot where we target him again with Washington basically having no real point guard over there?
Yeah, I like Jerian Grant. He's someone that I definitely definitely am considering on this slate. I think it's more of a DraftKings play. 5,800 is kind of expensive, right? I don't know if I want to spend that price on him. He's, you know, he's Jerian Grant. 5,800 is a lot. 5,000 on DraftKings. That's a lot more appealing, right? So I think he's more of a DraftKings play for me. Same with Zach LaVine. Do I want to pay his price on FanDuel? Sure, he's an okay play on FanDuel, but on DraftKings, that price is way too cheap. Like, we're getting him for 6,400. Last three games has 36 or more DraftKings points per game. Trending upward. I mean, this is a great spot for Zach LaVine. Do I worry a little bit about maybe a little hangover game after the revenge game and like back-to-back, second night of it? A little. It's not the greatest matchup in the world, but I do think Zach LaVine is in play here for sure. Even Justin Holliday, I think he's cheap. I think you can get some exposure to him and he's fine. If you look at some of the forwards though, like the Lauri Markkanens, the Bobby Portises, and the Robin Lopez, just not the greatest matchups for them. And I don't know, Lauri Markkanen kind of disappointed me yesterday, so I'll likely just stay away today. Again, I think he's a guy that has upside. He's a really talented player, right? And you know, sometimes talented players can you know, just thrive no matter what. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think the front court is really my main target in this game with the Bulls. I think it's mainly the guards and like the kind of the you know, backcourt.
You know who I really want in this game, right, Travis?
Yeah, who's that?
I want Bradley Beal. Bradley Beal is in an excellent spot, man. Chicago, 24th in the league against opposing shooting guards. And last time they played, Bradley Beal absolutely shredded them, dude. 39 points, 9 assists, 2 steals. No, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, 2 steals. He almost put up a triple-double last time out. He went 39 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists, and 2 steals. And that was in, that's like, that adds up to 70 DraftKings points in just 44 minutes. So, you know, with Wall off the court in the same matchup, 9K on DraftKings, like, give me all the Bradley Beal over there. And then on FanDuel, I think he's a little expensive over there too, right? 93? Yeah, just give me all the Bradley Beal on this slate, man. This is just like an absolute smash spot for him. And, you know, the spread suggests that this game is going to stay relatively close. It's only a 6-point spread. So if Beal is out there for 40 minutes on the court, he's going to be shredding the Bulls apart for sure.
Yeah, I think he's okay. I think you kind of get forced into him today. I think it's like one of those things where like there's not as many pay-up options, right? It's like if you look at like the elite plays normally, like the guys like the LeBrons, all, you know, the Currys, the Chris Pauls, there's not a lot of those on this slate, right? So I really think you kind of get forced into playing him. And I think it's a fine play. It's not one of my favorites. I think he's expensive, 9,000, 9,300. Sure, I get what he did last game, but obviously that was a ceiling game and that was one of those out-of-nowhere games. But we have seen Bradley Beal not been as like good as you would think, right? If I told you, you know, this guy is $9,000 and without the best player on the court, has a 27.2% usage and is averaging 0.94 fantasy points per minute. Would you think his name was Bradley Beal, Josh? I don't think you would think that. That's what's kind of frustrating with him. So I prefer Otto Porter more so at his price, to be honest. Like, he's just a little bit cheaper, and I get, like, you know, 25.8% usage and 1.18 fantasy points per minute. And I don't know. I like Porter's upside a lot, too. Again, I think Bradley Beal's a fine play. I actually think he's someone that ends up making my cash game roster because I think I just get forced into him because of just, like, there's going to be value that opens up, right? And I think I'm just going to get forced into him, just paying up for him for the safety and security of the points. But I do worry about his upside a little bit. He's more of a cash game play for me than a tournament, in my opinion.
I just like Porter better when he plays the four. You know, and he's kind of playing the three now with Morris back. Any interest in Gortat here against Rolo? I feel like he will probably be on the court for as many minutes as Rolo's on the court, right? So he might get some extra minutes today if they decide to keep Robin out there trying to grab some boards for them.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I cannot be playing Lake Marsh. Like, I'm not playing Gortat or Robin Lopez or any of these guys. Like, there's just other centers I'd rather play. So, yeah, it's going to be a pass for me. I get it, though. Markieff Morris is questionable for this game. So, like, that obviously could help him, too. But I kind of like keying in on the paper company. Give me some Michael Scott, man. You make 100% of the shots you don't take. So, Michael Scott is someone that I think is a really good value play. Like, we can't not consider him on this slate. I think he's got to be someone to like. He's just min-priced on FanDuel. Really cheap on DraftKings too. Like, how can we not like him? And it obviously helped us jam in some other plays. So, yeah, I think Michael Scott is going to be, you know, a guy I definitely look to roster here, especially mainly if Markieff is out. I need Markieff Morris to be out to really pull the trigger on that. And then Kelly Oubre kind of becomes an interesting tournament play if that happens too. So, there's some things to like here on the Wizards. We haven't talked about Thomas Sanaransky either. Again, I think he's like a fine play. The matchup's good, but I just think there's other ways I'd rather spend my money at point guard. I don't think spending my money on Sanaransky is the right call today. So, yeah, that's about it for me on this game, Josh. But I think there's, you know, that Markieff news is going to be very big.
Yeah, yeah. I like the little Dunder Mifflin call there with Michael Scott. You missed 100% of the shots you don't take, right? It says Wayne Gretzky, Michael Scott, right?
Oh yeah, of course. Michael Scott's the man, so I have to give him a little shout out because he's you know, he's a legend in TV for me.
Classic, you know. Yeah, same. All right, so yeah, there's definitely some value in this game, as we mentioned. There's definitely some guys to target. As I mentioned, I'm in love with Beal, so just wanted to put that out there. But yeah. So anyone else here you want to mention before we move on to the next game?
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. Let's head on to the next one.
All right, the next game, another game, the second game on the slate, second and only game left that we don't have a total for, is the Los Angeles Lakers in Dallas against the Mavericks. Like I said, no total, no spread. You know, Dallas is a down-paced team, Lakers an up-paced team, so we'll probably fall somewhere in the middle here. I expect to see a total in somewhere in the low 200s for this one. But yeah, man, like, there's one guy that was really standing out to me when I was looking at this game. And that's Julius Randle. Guy's finally getting minutes out there, absolutely smashing. Dallas ranks dead last in the league in overall rebounding against power forwards and small forwards. They rank power forwards and centers. They rank 28th in the league at defending that position. Last time he faced Dallas this season, put up 42.8 DraftKings points in 33.3 minutes. And he's just been, you know, consistently going out and being productive. If you look at his game log, you see him doing it. And as long as he gets the minutes here against Dallas, since they're so poor at defending the glass and defending the rim, I see Randle just going out there and just completely smashing. The problem is his price tag has gotten up a bit, right? So he's 7,000 over on DraftKings and on FanDuel. He's locked into the center position to 7,200. But I do think there's upside here, and I think he could be like a tournament-winning play if you get him into your lineup somehow. So Randle is the guy that I'm really, really targeting hard here on the slate, but on this game in particular. But Travis, what's your take here?
Yeah, I think Randle's a really great play, someone to definitely like. Over on the Lakers, I mean, he's someone that you're going to have to love. I know the pace is definitely something to be slightly concerned about, right? Pace down game for the Lakers, but Julius Randle is definitely going to be someone that I want to get in my rosters. Even Brook Lopez, I don't hate him. I think he's firmly in play. Just, you know, he's someone that we haven't really been playing all season, but he's getting the minutes now. It's starting to get pretty secure here. Last four games, 27, 34, 23, and 24 minutes. We haven't seen that like massive Brook Lopez game. And, you know, he's kind of been shooting the three ball a lot more, you know, the past year or so. I could see him maybe putting up a bunch of three balls and just like, you know, the Mavericks are really bad at rebounding. I'm not saying Brook Lopez is some prolific rebounder, but if there's anyone he could get rebounds against, this would be the spot. I mean, this guy's like one of the worst rebounders in the league, so maybe he falls into some. He's been rebounding a lot better recently, so I don't hate Brook Lopez. I think he's an okay play. Julius Randle is my preferred center target, though, on the Lakers. With, you know, trading Larry Nance and Jordan Clarkson out of town, will, like, Channing Frye be available? And will Isaiah Thomas be available? Well, it looks like Thomas will not be, so we don't have to worry about that. Channing Frye, I don't think we have to worry about him either. So, you know, with those trades, Kyle Kuzma, I think he's a really interesting play. He got priced up on FanDuel to 6,500 because FanDuel, they are acting much sharper than other sites. And let's see what DraftKings is. DraftKings, they have him at 5,500. So Kuzma is going to be a pretty elite play over there on DraftKings on FanDuel. Yeah, it's definitely a lot tougher to roster, but I still think he is certainly in play and someone to definitely be considering. Brandon Ingram, again, he's another guy that you should probably like here. You know, just the amount of like usage that he's going to get. The offense is going to start running through him a ton, so I like him. And then I don't hate these guards, too, and like Josh Hart and KCP. I think they're guys you can mix and match throughout your lineup. Hart's starting to get a little expensive for my liking, so he's probably the guy I stay away from. And I more so look at KCP just because of his cheap price tag. Starting to play a little bit better, so I kind of want to get on him now while I can.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. KCP is certainly a good play here. Any interest in any of the front court guys here on Dallas? Maybe some like Old Man Dirk or some Powell?
Man, I'm not a Dwight Powell guy. I don't know. Let's see what he did last game. I'm kind of curious. He's been playing well. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I see. I don't know, man. Dwight Powell does not do it for me. I mean, it's really been benefiting from the Harrison Barnes injury. So I think that's really where the main benefit for us. And I'm assuming Harrison Barnes is just going to play in this game. He's probable for the game. So that should hurt Powell a lot. He's starting to be increased. I'll pass on Powell. I like Dirk against the Warriors. I kind of called that he'd be a good play, and that ended up hitting. You know, he had the 51.7 fantasy point game. I'm not trying to strike, twice with Dirk Nowitzki. That's very difficult to do. Sure, the pace-up game against the Lakers makes sense. So I think he's an okay play. I don't hate him. Just not one of my favorite plays. And he's starting to get a little priced up, right? $5,900 over there on FanDuel. DraftKings, he is $5,200. So again, if you're noticing a trend, Josh, prefer him over on DraftKings. $5,900 is a little expensive for Dirk, but I still think you can get some upside and some nice cash game safety with Dirk at that price at $5,200. Again, Dirk's not my favorite play in the world, but I think he's okay. If you're looking for some Dallas guys and you're forcing me to pick some, he's an okay play. I prefer Dennis Smith Jr. a lot more. That's a guy I like a lot. Like even Harrison Barnes, those are like the two guys I would key in on that I can expect some pretty good gains from. So, pace up game for them. Dallas is the 27th paced team in the league versus the fastest paced team. Dallas is going to be a team that we have to be considering on this slate. So, my main targets are Dennis Smith Jr., Harrison Barnes. I don't mind mixing in maybe some Wes Matthews and some Dirk here and there. And JJ Barea, too, right off the bench. Again, it's like one of those situations, right, when they played the Warriors the other day. We had to like some of these Dallas guys because of that just massive base-up game. And again, they're in a similar situation, and it's just against a much worse team on defense too. So Dallas is going to be a pretty strong target of mine. Just like great guys to mix and match throughout your lineups.
Yeah, that makes sense. I can agree with that. Anyone else here you want to mention?
No, that's about it. Obviously, the Dallas and Lakers game is one, game you don't want to, miss out on. So, don't forget that one.
Yeah, definitely agree with that. All right, let's move on to the next game on the slate. We've got the San Antonio Spurs in Golden State against the Warriors. 217 is the game total. Warriors massive 11-point home favorites here on the slate. Do the Spurs have the talent, or do they have the roster here to compete with the Warriors, or do you think this is going to be pretty one-sided? Kind of makes it tough to target Warriors here, right? So what do you think, Travis?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I don't love the Warriors here, but I talked about it again. I think we can end up like forcing ourselves to, kind of pay up for some guys. I think if you force me to pay for any Warrior today, the guy I want is Steph Curry. I think he's just the guy that you mainly want to target in on. So, yeah, I like Steph Curry. I think he's going to be an elite play for me and a guy I definitely want to get some exposure to. Just the problem is I don't know if I need to spend my money on him. If I do think I need to, I'll love to play him, but I'm not going out of my way to roster him, right? It's just one of those things. I think the way my construction will go, I think I'll kind of end up landing on him. And I obviously want to get some exposure to this game, right? It makes sense to get exposure to this game. It's, it's the Warriors, but just the pace down game, right? That's the one concern. But if we expect the Warriors to put up 114 points, someone's going to get some production. So, Curry's probably my favorite play on the Warriors. And then, I think that's all I'm really going to focus in on them. On the Spurs side of the ball, you have to like them with the pace-up game. We got guys like Patty Mills. He's going to enter the conversation as a nice value play with Murray out. Patty Mills is likely going to start. So, Tony Parker's out too. So Patty Mills is going to be a value play that we have to consider on this league. On FanDuel and DraftKings, is going to be a guy that you want to get some exposure to. LaMarcus Aldridge, I believe I saw a quote. Steve Kerr said he's like one of the best post players in the league. I think that's where the quote was. And coming off of 250 fantasy point games against Phoenix and Utah, and now this is a pace-up game against the Warriors. Like, how do we not like LaMarcus Aldridge here? So if you can pay up at power forward, I don't mind paying up for a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge. I'd rather pay for him over Ben Simmons on this slate. So LaMarcus Aldridge is a guy that I'm definitely going to key in on. I also don't hate Pau Gasol. I think there's some opportunity there for him. So, yeah, I think he's a guy that maybe you can take a shot on in tournaments. But my main targets right now are Patty Mills and LaMarcus Aldridge. And, hey, I know Kyle Anderson hasn't been the greatest recently, but I don't hate taking a shot, maybe a deep shot in tournaments. But it's really Aldridge and Mills are my two favorite on the Spurs. And then I guess I'll run it back with some Steph Curry.
You're not in love with the Bertans play?
I mean, like, I don't know. I just don't love playing Bertans. I'm already like keying in more so on Michael Scott. So I'm just assuming that what's his name's going to be out. I think Bertans is a fine play. It's okay. You know, not one of my favorite plays. It's just there's other guys I like. So I'll probably pass on it.
Okay. Anyone else here you want to mention?
No, I think that's about it. Yeah, I think just on the next game. Yeah, this is going to be a fun one to like to watch. It could be definitely it could be a blow up or also could be close. But yeah, from a DFS perspective, it doesn't seem like the most appealing game on the slate.
All right, yeah. So we're going to go to the battle of the teams that are terrible at defending opposing guards. So this should be a major, major shootout here. Denver Nuggets in Phoenix against the Suns. 219.5 is the game total, and the Nuggets are 7-point road favorites here. This is interesting, man. Like, do we just fire up the guards and go nuts? Do we, you know, Josh Jackson has been a great play. His price tag is still fair, you know, fairly low. We've got Greg Monroe in Boston now, so he's gone. He's away from the Suns, so that kind of like opens up minutes now in the front court for the Suns. Do we just fire up Jokic here because, like, you know, he should be able to absolutely smash against, you know, the Suns front court now and down low over there. Like, what do we do here, Travis? How do we handle this game?
Yeah, so I guess let's talk about the guards, like you said. You know, I just don't want to disrespect Gary Harris. I know you said this is the battle of the guards that don't play D, but, like, man, Gary Harris is really good. So he draws Josh Jackson, it looks like he'd draw today. So I don't know. It just depends on who Gary Harris is on, right? If he was on TJ Warren, I really wouldn't want him. Like, you could obviously, you know, change Harris and Barton, right? We have Barton currently on Warren and then Harris on Josh Jackson, but I could obviously see it be reversed. So I obviously want either Warren or Jackson, whichever one's not on, you know, not getting to Gary Harris defense, whichever one is, I'm definitely slightly worried about. So there's reason to be concerned about playing like a Josh Jackson or a Warren. With Booker being ruled out and Elfrid Payton recently getting traded there, he also got a haircut. So the fresh haircut narrative is there. He didn't cut it all off, though. He still got a little bit of that thing going on. So Elfrid Payton, I think, is a really good play here. Gets, you know, a team that's ranked 27th against point guards. It's a new team for him. Granted, it's going to be, you know, a different situation and maybe tough for him to settle in at first. But I like Elfrid Payton. Think he's a good tournament play. In cash games, it's a little tougher. But tournaments, I like it. Think he's someone we can consider. And then, I mean, that front court, I guess, right, you can maybe get some Chris exposure, but I don't know. I just don't think those guys in the front court are really that necessary. It's mainly my focuses are on Warren, Jackson, and then Payton, and kind of trying to figure out which ones are the best ones there, and Payton probably being my favorite one at the moment. If you look at the Nuggets side of the ball, like, don't feel like you get trapped into Wilson Chandler. I know the Suns are really bad against forwards, but Wilson Chandler has been absolutely awful this year. I know the ranked 30th against power forwards, but don't play Wilson Chandler. Don't, you know, let that kind of fool you. Jokic is a great play if you can pay up for him. You know, nice pace up game. He could obviously crush, so I like him. Jamal Murray, Gary Harris, and Will Barton, I think they all have upside. These games more so fit for me, like Will Barton. I like him in these like fast pace up and down games where you can just like thrive in transition, getting like steals off of like, you know, sloppy turnover. So I like Will Barton a ton. I think he's got good upside. And Jamal Murray I like a lot too. If I had to rank him, I'd probably go Jokic 1, Jamal Murray 2, and then probably Barton 3, but it depends on Gary Harris's price compared to him, because you can kind of typically get Gary Harris a little cheaper nowadays. But have to love a lot of Nuggets here, right? Definitely a good spot for these guys.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely have to love the Nuggets. Jamal Murray is definitely on my radar. Jokic on my radar. Gary Harris, I think, is good for cash games on the slate for sure. He's a nice late night hammer in your cash game lineup. He's not going to let you down. You know, 6.5 on DraftKings is a nice fair price. And over on FanDuel, you could get him for, let's see, I think his price is pretty fairly, 67 on FanDuel. So, like, as opposed to 75 for Will Barton, I'd rather take Gary Harris in cash over there on FanDuel if we're talking, like, roster construction, just for the discount and the stability that he'll bring to your lineup. This is certainly a game you want to have some exposure to, though. Definitely, without a doubt. So is Devin Booker certainly out, or is he? I think he's a game time decision today, isn't he? He's questionable. So,
he's questionable. I'm just assuming he's not playing.
I mean, they said, okay. So they said that he's not expected to play.
Yeah.
So, all right. So if he's out, then yeah, I mean, Elfrid Payton, what a spot for Elfrid Payton to like start off and like, you know, start have us like start fresh with a new team, fresh haircut, like you said, like, you know, kind of just like welcome Elfrid Payton to the Suns kind of situation, you know, into the youth movement. I think that this would be a good spot. If there was a great spot for Elfrid Payton to like show off his skills in a new team, this is the matchup to do it, right?
Yeah, I think it's a good one. Again, it's the first game there, though, right? So there's definitely reason to be concerned because he's got to get acclimated to the new situation. But he's definitely a guy that I'm going to be looking to play going forward. So, yeah, I think he's a good player, like going to get a lot of usage. So it's done. And again, it's like first situation, though. Kind of just tempering my expectations. Also Saturday time, so I don't know. I'm just kind of you know, don't go to teams, like it's a pretty dream spot.
You know, the issue I'm having with roster construction on this slate is just there's so much value everywhere. It's hard, and it's probably, you know, the problem is there's value in positions where there's so much depth. So there's guys I want to spend up for, but there's also guys you could save with. So a site like FanDuel is really tough to construct your roster today for that reason. DraftKings, it's a bit easier because of flexibility. But a site like FanDuel is kind of tough to construct here with all the guys that you have available at each position with value and with spending up a little bit. So it's going to be interesting to build rosters on the slate. But, yeah, that's it. We covered the slate for you guys, man. You know, we hope that you enjoy the games today. We are going to move into our lock and load section of the podcast to close it out. Travis, you got one in the chamber ready to go?
Yeah, I'll give you, DraftKings, I got one ready to go. I mean, it's DJ Augustine, like, he's just too cheap, like, don't miss out on him, even in cash games, tournaments, like, this price is just too cheap. They totally mispriced him. One thing I've been pretty frustrated with DraftKings about is I just think their pricing is not tight at all, and it's just annoying, right? Like, I like seeing a site like FanDuel. They understand, hey, DJ Augustine is going to be a good play going forward. He's going to get more minutes. So they made him 6,200 and made the decision actually a difficult one to make, right? So one you actually have to think about. On DraftKings at 4,700, just lock him in your lineups. It's very simple. Josh, give your lock and load play of the day, and then I'll find a FanDuel one to play for you while you're talking about that. But DJ Augustine on DraftKings, way too cheap.
Yeah, I'll give you my DraftKings lock and load. Do one for each site. So my DraftKings lock and load for this slate will be Kyle Kuzma. I feel like he's extremely mispriced too at 5,500 in this matchup against Dallas. Dallas ranks dead last in the league overall rebounding. Same reason that I like Randall, I like Kuzma, except for Kuzma comes at a lot cheaper of a price tag. Positional, flexible positional eligibility. He could play small forward and power forward, so you can find a way to fit him into your lineup. Love that about him, too. And just as a little bonus, the last time he faced off against Dallas this season, he played 35 minutes, put up 38 DraftKings points. So, you know, over a fantasy point per minute. He should get that same minute allotment now in the new rotation with, you know, Larry Nance gone and a few other trades happening. So I think that Kuzma is going to be the guy in the beginning of the season. People wanted him to get more minutes, and now he gets the spot. So lock and load Kuzma on DraftKings today for me. Did you find a FanDuel lock and load, Travis?
Yeah, I'm going to give you two over there, actually, just because one hinges on an injury. But, yeah, if Markieff Morris is out, man, give me Michael Scott just for cheap. I like him a lot. I think he's a really good value play against a Bulls team that, you know, playing in a fast pace, doesn't play a ton of defense. I think this could fit him really well. So I like the paper company. Give me a little Michael Scott for this slate. I think he's a really good value play. Just make sure Markieff Morris is out. I think he still could be an okay play if Markieff Morris is out, but if Markieff's out, then I think he's a nice like smash spot for him. So big fan of him. And then Lou Williams, 6,800 price tag, is just too cheap on a guy like Lou Williams. So I like him. I do worry about him because it's the second night of a back-to-back. So, you know, jump shooters, I worry about that slightly, but too cheap of a price tag for a guy like him. So give me Lou Williams.
All right. My FanDuel, I'll give you a two for one too. Why not? Brad Beal, definitely lock him in on FanDuel, where, you know, you have to roster two shooting guards. For me, I'll be locking in Bradley Beal in my lineups just because the matchup is too good, and, you know, he's worth spending up for on the slate. And if for my value lock and load, I think Austin Rivers at 4,500 against Philly is too cheap on FanDuel. Love him over there. You know, like, you go DJ Augustine on DraftKings on this slate, and then you go Austin Rivers on FanDuel, right? That's where you get your savings at point guard.
Yeah, I don't know. On FanDuel, I don't think you're going to have to save a ton of point guards. So, I don't know. It really depends on construction. Like, you know, guys I love, like Steph Curry, I think is going to be a guy I could see myself getting forced into paying up at. Like Jamal Murray, I love against against Phoenix. So I don't know. It's definitely an interesting slate, right? It's all about building your lineups from the ground up. So it depends on what value kind of opens up. One guy we didn't mention, too, that I think needs to be mentioned is Danny Green. Probably going to play a lot of guard minutes. They're going to need him defensively. So he could be an interesting shooting guard. So we didn't talk about him.
All right. So that's it. Give us both a follow on Twitter if you haven't already. You can follow me at Real Joshua Giant. You can follow Travis at Travis Mangone. That's at Travis Mangone. Make sure you check out his grind down piece on the main page here at RotoGrinders. Always does a fantastic job. Definitely, you know, make sure you give that a look. And feel free to shoot over any questions or comments or anything you want to talk about on Twitter. We're there to talk to you guys. And of course, we'll be back with you guys tomorrow. So enjoy the games tonight, and we'll be back with the weekend grind in 24 hours or less. For my co-host Travis Mangone, I'm Josh Sir Giant. See you tomorrow, grinders. Peace out. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey. She says she sees through me, yeah. And I find that confusing. Truth be lost in all this assuming. But she says she sees through me, yeah. She says she sees through me. Truth be lost in all this assuming. But she says she sees through me. She's talking to my friends, to my friends. One of those friends don't know who I am. Then again, to my face, I know that she pretends. And to my back is where the gossip all began. Confess it, I know you opened up the message. Saw it and you read it, but I know that you ain't get it. Ay. Don't expect the graveyard to be silent. You're stone with the story told behind it. She came for the pilot. You're off the radar on Never Will Fly list. Do not reply list. I strap in for takeoff. Mileage the highest. I ain't with that fake form. I will not sign this. That voucher's like gold. You couldn't shine it. My house is a home. You're uninvited. You hide it. But like it or not, I'm improving. 300 right here. I am still cruising. Yeah. Hey, hey. She says she sees through me. Yeah. I find that confusing. Truth be lost in all this assuming. But she says she sees through me. She says she sees through me. And I find that confusing. Truth be lost in all this assuming. But she says she sees through me. Shorty got a temper, temper, ayy. Colder than December, never stays. Closest to the ring that's on the finger. And saving the affection for the strangers. I've seen all that thunder with the lightning, ayy. She gotta find a shelter when it's frightening, ayy. But I am not the person she is writing, no. Doing everything except the right thing. And all these men on the same page. Skipped the wedding, but I've done the same thing. I felt that empty chest, and I felt the pain. Connecting to my heart before it reached the brain. Sharing my thoughts is my profession. If you listen, it would probably just answer all your questions. Anytime I mention it, is there for you to reference. You may see your own reflection. Ay. She says she sees through me, yeah.